Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 2, 1806. A New Year celebration. The captains were awakened early yesterday, January 1, by a volley of small arms fire to kick off the new year. Clark remarks that the meal that day was better than the one on Christmas, and that they all look forward to the celebration in 1807. Then they will most likely be home and among their friends, celebrating with mirth and hilarity of the day. Also on January 1, Captain Lewis wrote the military order requiring the posting of guards, the closing of the fort gates at night, and the placing of all tools inside the fort when not being used. Apparently there has been some neglect in this regard. The captains are writing separate journal entries once again. Captain Lewis writes the entry for today.
Sent out a party of men and brought in two elk which were killed yesterday. Willard and Weiser have not returned, nor have a party of hunters returned who set out on the 26th. The Indians who visited yesterday left us at 1 p.m. today, after having disposed of their roots and berries for a few fishing hooks and some other small articles. We are infested with swarms of fleas already in our new habitations. The presumption, therefore, strong that we shall not divest ourselves of this intolerably troublesome vermin during our residence here. The large and small or whistling swan, sandhill crane, large and small geese, brown and white cormorant, duck and mallard, canvasback duck, and several other species of duck still remain with us, though I do not think that they are as plenty as on our first arrival in the neighborhood. Drewyer visited his traps and took an otter. The fur of both beaver and otter in this country are extremely good. These animals are tolerably plenty near the seacoast and on the small creeks and rivers as high as the Grand Rapids, but are by no means as much so as on the upper part of the Missouri. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 2, 1806.
Willard and Weiser, who, Lewis noted, have not returned, are out searching for a site to make salt. They do not return until January 5. Prior to the Corps of Discovery's arrival, several ships had come to explore the area, trade with the Indians, and establish some presence on this part of the Pacific coast. Those ships included the British barque, the Phoenix, out of Bengal, with Captain Hugh Moore, the British schooner Prince William Henry with Captain Ewens, the American ship, the Margaret, out of Boston with Captain McGee, the brigantine Betsy out of Boston with Captain Charles Winship, the Mary, also out of Boston with Captain William Bowles, and the Columbia Rediviva with Captain Robert Gray, along with the small sloop the Lady Washington. Of course, the Indians learned some English words from these sailors. Interestingly, they remembered the names of the captains, but not the names of the ships. Tomorrow, searching for the salt makers.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.